Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yabba dabba, baby. It's the weekend, 9:06. A time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Yeah, hit it hard. Good morning. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is the weekend. It is Friday. It is Halloween. It's also the eve of the world's largest cocktail party, which I guess they don't call it that anymore. Gators versus Georgia tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. And we got you kind of caught up, I think, for the most part. Last day of the pumpkin patch, open today from 2 to 5. Grab your pumpkin bread, your pumpkins. Mm. You know, and if you don't do it today, I got to tell you, I think you're out of your gourd.
I see what you did there.
We've been having a little fun today, haven't we, Greg?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's Friday. It is Halloween. The week's kind of flowing by. And, boy, I just want to have fun.
Well, and I don't want people to miss out on the fun because it is tough for people to get all 4 hours. And we know you're busy. So we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. It's that easy. All right. Ukraine. President Donald Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he and Chinese dictator Xi agreed to work together to end the war in Ukraine during their amazing meeting in South Korea. Now, between Trump and Xi, I think they really could end it. I think Xi could make a call and say, yo, pooty poot, I'm not going to buy any more your off-the-market oil, your black market black oil.
He could.
I'm not going to buy that anymore until you knock it off with Ukraine. I think he could use that. Look, we've already raised the sanctions on it. Pooty Poot's being pushed into a corner. And when revenue is down, and it is down, he's not going to have money to fund his war machine. So Xi could be the key to all this. Xi has the key.
Rhymes. He has to work. Got to work. If it rhymes, it works.
Yeah. We talked about it for a long time. We're both going to go to work together. See if we can get something done. We agree that the sides are, locked in and fighting, and sometimes you have to let them fight, I guess, crazy, but he's going to help us, and we're going to work together on Ukraine. A U.S. intelligence assessment that was sent to Congress this month concluded that Russian President Vladimir Putin is more dug in than ever in Ukraine and intends to continue the war until he can claim victory despite heavy losses and expenses. This guy is not learning. He's not learning. But the fall of the USSR really, one of the reasons, and there's many, but one of them was they got really bogged down in Afghanistan, which is interesting because they should have learned that lesson there, but we didn't learn it, so
you were all slow learners.
So here we are, yeah. So here we are. And the same thing is going to happen in the Ukraine. This war is going to end up sucking Russia dry financially. They don't have much else. Who is it they used to say that they're basically, you know, a gas station, a huge gas station masquerading as a country?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of truth in that.
They like to think of themselves still as the Soviet Union. But they're not. He wants it.
I think that's his dream to bring back the glory of the Soviet Union. Look,
yeah.
You never built, to me, the mark of a country is, can you build some cool cars? And if you can't, you suck.
Yeah,
you know, and that's it. And know that you are, you know, second class. You just are. If you can't build a cool car. Now, maybe that's awfully Americana-ish of me, but so be it, you know? Look at Italy. You know, they had Mussolini.
Yeah.
They didn't know whether they wanted to be capitalists or commies.
But then they got
Ferraris
and Lamborghinis, and that's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So they did some things right.
Yeah, they even have the Fix It Again Tony brand.
Yeah, that's true,
the
too.
Fiat, yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, little old Italy, they can build not just a car. They can build some of the nicest ones, right? What about Great Britain? They're not a huge country. They didn't have the resources at times that maybe like the Soviet Union did.
But at one point, they were the land of the Rolls Royce.
And the Jaguar.
Yes.
And the Land Rover.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now, they're all going to be broken down, but they look really nice, and the leather smells amazing.
They're broken down.
That's true. I lucked out with my jacket.
Well, South Korea. Look at the technology they developed, you know, TVs and cars and everything. The Japanese, I mean, they were destroyed in World War II.
Yes.
Well, look how they came back. But the Soviet Union, see, they weren't great. There was never any greatness there. There was never really a foundation of greatness. Now that they did the Sputnik thing, they beat us to that.
Yeah.
You gave them that, but ever since, really, what have they done?
Yeah.
All right. There, I rest my case, Your Honor.
I think you're right.
Trump said that he did not discuss China's purchases of Russian oil with Xi. A subject the Ukrainian government was eager for Trump to press with the Chinese leader. Why didn't he? Hmm. Why didn't he mention that? Why didn't he say, you know, once Xi agreed that, you know, he's willing to do some work to maybe try to bring the war to an end. Once you got him there, you say, you know, it would be a huge step there if you could just, you know, stop buying the, you know, the Russian oil, or at least, you know, really cut back. And you'd only have to do it maybe temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, you know, he'd feel pressure and maybe we get him to the peace table.
Let me throw a curve here. And it's not his usual style because he's Trump.
Right.
But what if there are things they talked about they're not telling us about?
I don't know if that's highly likely, actually.
They're both businessmen in a sense, if you look at it that way. And maybe they're not showing all their cards at this point for some reason we don't know about. Just a thought.
Well, I mean, from Ukrainian's perspective, and somebody even said it in their one of their advisors said, look, Russia makes money on China and is completely dependent on it to continue the war. So they said Russia's not an independent nation at all, but really just a vessel state. With a large amount of resources and a military component. But all of this depends on China. Yeah, that would seem like if you wanted to help to bring peace, to end the war, and you're President Xi, I mean, he's a smart guy.
Yes.
He knows exactly what the pressure point would be, and that's money. And the Chinese are the ones that are pushing the most into Russia right now. So, yeah, there's a certain amount of control he could exert if he chose to.
Yes.
Now, did Trump offer him an alternative deal? Hey, if you quit buying their oil, we'll give you a great deal on oil to replace that, or get some of the OPEC nations on board or whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know, because this is a good time where Trump has an excellent relationship with most of those nations now, where they could do this, they could pull this off. If the emphasis is placed correctly in the negotiation process between Trump and Xi, we will be able to reach clear outlines of ending the war in Ukraine. That, again, came from the Ukrainian presidential office advisor. And Trump has long pressured Russia's other major oil customer, India, to scale back its purchases and deprive the Russian war machine of income. Last week, Trump imposed heavy sanctions on Russia's two biggest oil companies, with penalties so heavy that both China and India signaled that they would have to cut back on Russian crude. But I don't know how difficult that is to monitor that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's sounding kind of scary already. The haunting begins on All Hallows Eve. Boo.
Ooh.
Don't you think that's scary, kids?
Yes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's my old cuz, Axel.
Yeah.
What's up? Broham?
His weight. Have you noticed
that? I haven't seen a picture of him in a while.
Oh, he's huge.
Probably 2 years old.
Have you noticed all of, and these are some of our favorites, but old rockers, a lot of these guys, as you see how they dress, you see the makeup they still wear, they look kind of like your great Aunt Mabel and her friends on the way to poker. They look like old
ladies.
Come
on, man. I know you're talking about Steven Tyler. Dude, I'm a big fan.
I was talking about Steven Tyler. But several of them.
But he did write, dude.
Looks like a lady.
Yeah.
That's true. But am I wrong?
Unfortunately, no. You are correct. Something about having a really long hair and
the makeup.
You're kind of dyeing it, and maybe
wearing the frilly shirts, which look different on a 70-year-old guy
than they did on Robert Plant in 1974.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But several of them, you put them together, and you're like, wow. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, because most of those guys were skinny their whole lives.
Yes.
And so now you can't help but look somewhat frail.
Right.
Yeah. And whether they are or not, I don't know. But, yeah, I get where you're coming from there. Yeah, I don't know.
It just happens.
Hey, we're lucky we have some of them around as long as we do, because their lifestyles were not conducive to a long life.
Well, who thought any of the Stones would be alive today?
Especially Keith Richards.
Yes. He just will not die.
I mean, he really did make a deal.
Oh, there is a portrait in an attic somewhere that keeps him alive. Yes, absolutely.
The portrait keeps him alive?
Well, you know how that works. I don't know.
Dorian Gray?
Kind of. That's where I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah.
9:23 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Trump calls on the GOP to play their Trump card.
I love that.
As the government shutdown just drags on, he urges them to end the shutdown, going nuclear on the Senate filibuster. Get rid of it. Get rid of it now. Now. President Donald Trump Thursday urged Republicans end the filibuster in order to end the month-long government shutdown. In a late-night Truth Social post, Trump noted that Democrats had tried to eliminate the Senate procedure when they had control of both chambers of Congress and the White House during the Biden administration. But then Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, both of whom have since left the Democratic Party to become independents, helped to block the effort. Well, Trump revived the talk of the nuclear option after returning from his Asia trip this week. Quote, the one question that kept coming up, however, was how did the Republicans shut down the United States of America? And why did the powerful Republicans allow them to do it? Trump wrote, the fact is, in flying back, I thought a great deal about that question. Why? The president has praised John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and of course, House Speaker Mike Johnson, saying they're doing, a great job, but blasted Democrats as crazed lunatics suffering from Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, so
well
true.
Said. Right on. Mm-hmm. They want trillions of dollars to be taken from our healthcare system and given to others who are not deserving, people who have come here into our country illegally, many from prisons and mental institutions. This will hurt American citizens, and Republicans will not let it happen.
Yep.
Huh. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. You know, 48 million people on SNAP has got to be a wrong number. There's got to be so much fraud in that number that they need to find out what's going on. And I wanted to remind everybody that any national federal park you go to, there are signs up that say, please don't feed the animals because they will get used to it and not fend for themselves.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, so so we, in essence, many people, the left, the Democrats for years, they're treating animals better than they treat humans. You know, the sandhill crane, if you feed them, you're in violation of a federal law. And for precisely that reason, that they very quickly adapt to being fed and will not hunt for themselves. Mm-hmm. They become very, very easily, very quick, and they rely on you. That's why feeding them is, if you love them, you don't feed them.
But this is a very common analogy for the left when it comes to animals and people, especially animals and babies. Think about what happens to you if you destroy certain types of turtle eggs in the state of Florida. What would happen to you? You'd go to prison. But you can abort a baby. That's okay.
Yeah, there's inconsistencies.
There's a
lot
of animal protections that have more protection than babies do in America.
Well, but I think the point he's trying to make is from a common sense perspective. You don't feed the animals.
Yes.
They become reliant on that.
Yes.
But yet we have a SNAP program that, waste and fraud aside, there's 15 million people who really, truly need it.
Right.
That's still a lot.
It is.
And that's what, mm-hmm. You have to look at. How do we get past that? And can you just cut them off?
Right.
Can you do that? And still say, look, part of our thing is we take care of those who are having difficulty taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point are we enslaving them by taking
right.
care of them?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's those who cannot
right.
take care of themselves. That's not a temporary condition.
And this has turned into a generational dependency, and they expect it now.
That's not good.
No.
And I feel like I'm pretty much pulling the wagon mostly myself here.
Yeah, pretty much you are. That's
yeah.
it.
Not
yeah.
here on the show, of course.
No.
Greg's pulling it.
Well, yeah.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Halloween, my friends. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So hang on for that and more headlines on the way next.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh, time for some tawdry stuff. Well, whenever you're talking about politics, it probably could enter into that territory at any time.
Yeah, and it would. We'd made it this far during the show.
I had the naughty one earlier. Don't you remember?
Yes, you did. I tried to block that out of my memory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Just yeah. Huh. Here we go, though.
Okay, put on your seatbelts, friends.
Well, look. When you have a political opponent, just trying to like. Outdo them, outwork them, and get people to vote for you. Apparently, isn't always enough these days.
Okay.
You have to have a little extra, mm-hmm. a little something extra.
Okay.
A Democratic state senator from Maryland is accused of orchestrating a scheme to secretly record two critics, including a former campaign consultant, in bed together and then using the footage to threaten and silence them.
Okay, it wouldn't be the first time that sort of thing has happened.
This is according to a new unsealed federal indictment. Prosecutors say that Maryland State Senator Dahlia Attar, her brother Joseph Attar, and Baltimore police officer Carmen Finkelstein secretly filmed the pair during an intimate encounter, then used the recording to intimidate them into silence. So this 20-page indictment was unsealed and charged the trio with conspiracy, extortion, illegal wiretapping, and violations of the Travel Act. They said the group targeted the consultant identified as Victim One, who had worked for Attar's 2018 campaign and later supported her political rivals. Victim Two was in a romantic relationship with Victim One, but was also married to another person at the time, according to the documents. And according to the indictment, the defendants placed hidden cameras disguised as smoke detectors and a tracking device in the victim's apartment, later reviewing footage that showed the pair in bed together. Prosecutors say that the recording was then used to threaten exposure, and that's it, literally exposure, if either victim spoke publicly against Attar or supported her opponents. By early 2021, Attar allegedly discussed how to stop potential criticism, saying in a WhatsApp message, quote, "We have a very easy, simple way to get her to just shut up and leave us alone. She's worried about her kids."
Hmm.
She allegedly added, "I'm not saying we leak this anywhere or ever do that, but I'm saying we warn her. And if you go ahead and screw with me, I'm going to leak it." In December of 21, Joseph Attar allegedly met with one of the victims at a Baltimore shopping center and warned, "I have hours of footage in you in bed with Victim One. Go to Victim One and say, leave Dahlia alone, or I'll share this video with everyone you know. Every rabbi in town, ooh, your kids, your wife, her daughters." Wow. Mm. Prosecutors say the threats continued into 2022 as the defendants allegedly worked to ensure both victims remained silent before Attar's reelection campaign. The indictment also says the three coordinated through encrypted WhatsApp messages, which they regularly deleted to avoid detection. Now, this charge carries potential penalties of several decades in prison. Attar's office did not respond to Fox for in a request for comment. And apparently, Finkelstein, the officer, has been on administrative duty since 2022 and no longer holds police powers, according to Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley.
Hmm.
Wow.
Politics.
And this is a state seat.
So this is not even national stuff. This is state level. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you just have to be in power. You want it so bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
And, like, you're the incumbent, and you couldn't win?
Hmm.
Maybe because the other side had legitimate dirty stuff on you. As in failure to properly do your job, mm-hmm. or maybe taking bribes or whatever. But, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you can't go and secretly tape people together and...
you can. You just probably shouldn't.
You can't do it legally.
No, well, there's that little detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's penalties for that kind of behavior, as there should be.
Yeah.
And hopefully the two little people, involved in their little deal, hopefully work things out.
Yeah, because now everybody knows about it.
Well, they're calling Victim One and Victim Two, but then, they mention a rabbi.
Exactly.
And this one's a political consultant who worked for her.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would think an amateur sleuth could kind of narrow that down in about 6 minutes.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
So, so much for the Victim One, Victim Two. But
right.
Yeah, apparently these things happen, but it's sad. It really is.
Yep.
Like, you want to win so bad. I mean, that you're going to a lot of trouble. The police officer has to know the law and know, yeah, you know, if we get caught, I'm going to lose my job, which apparently he didn't completely lose it, at least not for now, but that might change after this whole federal indictment and all that. Probably will change. In fact, it's hard to do your job if you're behind bars, which I have to say, based on what evidence I'm seeing here, there's going to be at least some time that they're going to do. Hey, more than 7,200 semi-truck drivers have been taken off U.S. highways since the DOJ Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy implemented new English language proficiency standards in May. 7,200.
That's a lot of big trucks.
Yes, it is. DOT requires commercial truck drivers to speak and understand English to operate a big rig, or they'll be taken out of service. Duffy put on X, this is about President Trump and his administration making America's roads safe again. Yep. So Duffy's the one who gave out that number and had placed, almost 7,250 truck drivers out of service for failing the English language proficiency standards that the Obama administration had gutted, actually making way for foreign truckers with no understanding of English to drive dangerous semi-trucks on American highways. What could be the reasoning behind that? Maybe that's when some of the folks who were maybe lifelong Democrats, maybe they were union members, maybe they were truck drivers, and they began to realize, they go, well, two things that Obama just did by gutting the English language proficiency requirements. You just invited a bunch of foreign truck drivers to drive on our roads, and you're also going to impact the fact whether we're going to have a job or not, and then what wage will be paid. So, again, you know, what used to be the party of the working man, theoretically, was gone a long time ago, and here's another example of it.
And that's a good point that you make there. Yeah. Side A of the coin is dangerous drivers driving really big trucks amongst our families and shouldn't be on the road, but is that 7,200 legal Americans who should have had that job?
Yeah, probably not.
See?
And that's... That's all part of it.
Yeah.
And how Trump is trying to reverse that. But what could be the here, this is an example of the Democrats putting illegals, foreigners, whatever you want to say, ahead of American citizens, and also protecting them to the point to where they don't have any standards, so they get out on the road, and then who's in peril then? The American citizens. So on both counts. You put this kind of third entity, if you will, above the safety and health of American people and the ability to make a living ahead of the American people.
He amazed us, Obama, in so many decisions and things that he did. Just, I mean, we all had our doubts about his legitimacy. We knew his background and all that kind of thing. But it's kind of like, wow, dude, you made it to the presidency twice. Do you really even care about Americans at all?
The new standards that are in place now, because things are different under Trump, they're meant to shut down the black market trucking industry, which relies on low-wage foreign truck drivers with little to no understanding of English. This announcement comes after another illegal alien from India is accused of killing three Americans on a highway in the sanctuary state of California, which issued him a commercial driver's license and, according to Duffy, did not require him to abide by the Trump administration's English proficiency rules. My prayers are with the families of the victims of this tragedy. It would have never happened if Gavin Newsom had followed our new rules. California broke the law, and now three people are dead and two are hospitalized. These people deserve justice. There will be consequences. Indeed, Duffy is now threatening to withhold millions of funds from California for failing to follow those federal English standard rules governing the commercial driver's licenses. And you know about the other case, and an illegal alien from India accused of killing three people making an illegal U-turn here in Florida.
Yeah.
Yep. So at least we're getting some common sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Back to some logic back into government.
We've seen, well, because we've seen Obama twice and Biden, just radical ideas, so non-traditional American, so non-pro-American, and somehow people on the left can't see it?
Well, remember the term American exceptionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I grew up with that idea
that
we're an exceptional nation on many different levels. And it was Obama who said, well, like, you know, all countries think they're exceptional.
What a thing for the leader of a country to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he was, you know, actually talking about how he was going to make it. In other words, well, if you think America's exceptional, hold my beer. Because watch this.
Well, he did not make it exceptionally good.
And, you know, the interesting thing here is Obama actually, when it comes to immigration, really wasn't terrible.
Right.
There was a surge that occurred while he was president.
Right.
And they didn't handle that maybe effectively. Well, we know they didn't because we've got so many minors, like 100,000 or more, that are unaccounted for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Trump administration, I think, has made some great inroads. I think like 10,000.
Yeah,
been properly ID'd, and
debacle was a mess.
Yeah, it was, but yeah, for him to go this extra step and actually gut existing rules, I mean, this is a common sense thing. You think you'd sit down with Obama and you go, "Hey, look, these rules are here for a reason. We're trying to maintain safety standards as high as we can for the American people. One truck accident is one too many.
Yep.
You're playing Russian roulette now."
Mm-hmm.
And you see what happens. Man, oh, man. All right. 9:48 now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Halloween, my friends. You got something that's making you smile, an upbeat, positive thought. Doesn't have to be a Halloween theme. It can be. Happy birthday, anniversary, whatever it is. Share it with us on the air. We call it Things That Make You Smile. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Don't be shy. You can hide behind a little mask. It is Halloween. 877-975-9825. Call now. Oh, yeah, another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Time now for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. But I've got a couple of smiles I want to share.
What you got?
Well, one, I'll smile if the Gators win on Saturday, as tomorrow they take on Georgia in Jacksonville. Go Gators. I'll smile if on Tuesday everyone votes no on the GRU referendum. That would make me smile.
And early voting has started, too. Just keep that in mind.
It makes me smile that the Pumpkin Patch is still open, at least for today.
Yeah.
2 to 5. So get your goodies at the Pumpkin Patch. And also what makes me smile is...
Yes.
Additional sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow night.
As tomorrow night, you set your clock back. Remember, you fall back. So go back an hour when you go to bed, and which will entitle you, if used properly, to an additional hour of sleep.
Now, if you know who he is, it's a funny meme because they have a picture that goes along with it, that it's a Benny Hinn weekend. This is the weekend that we fall back.
Oh, remember you're healed.
Yes,
the
televangelist. And
hand on the forehead.
Or with his jacket, actually, in the meme. He's like waving his jacket. And
I saw him live in 1981.
Did you really?
Yep.
81? Well, that's going back.
I think it was the Church of God of Clewiston, I believe.
That would probably
right. He was very charismatic, I can tell you that.
I can imagine. Yes.
All righty, then. Wow. We're almost done.
I know. It's crazy, huh?
there is one thing left to do, and it's always a good one, and I promise you it is. It's the smoking gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on, it's next. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. In an almost unprecedented event that hasn't occurred for over 100 years, King Charles III stripped his disgraced brother Prince Andrew of his remaining titles and evicted him from the royal residence after weeks of pressure to act over his relationship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They initiated a formal process to remove the style, titles, and honors of Prince Andrew. So what will they call him now?
Oh, that's easy. He's the Andrew formerly known as Prince.
Well done, sir. And that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy Halloween. Oh. Ooh, scary.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.